Yves Switzer and Rafael Nunez have some beautiful data from the Aymara. The Aymara put, in their metaphors, put the past in front and the future behind. So the direction of time is reversed compared to English. And if you look at the way the Aymara gesture when they're talking about events, they'll say, oh, long ago, or that's still a long way in the future, which is exactly the opposite of how we would gesture when we're talking about time. And with Alice Gaby, we've done some work on another completely different system of organizing time. In Pomparao, this is a small Aboriginal community in Australia on Cape York. And there, what's cool is this was a really great opportunity to test this question of whether people think about time the way they think about space. So going back to this idea of you can't think about something abstract without grounding it in something more concrete. The reason we went there is the spatial system there is totally different from the spatial system in English. So instead of using words like left and right, folks in Pomparao put everything in cardinal directions. So they'll say things like, there's an ant on your northwest leg, or I must have left my glasses to the southeast of the telephone. The way you say hello in Pomparao is to say, which way are you going? And the answer should be something like, north, northeast in a far distance. How about you? And you would have to tell me now which way you're going. Mm-hmm. And so you imagine as we're walking around this conference center, if every time you said hi to someone, you had to report your heading direction, you would get very good at learning, you know, learning to pay attention to that and staying oriented. So now we have these two cultures, one that organizes time with respect to the body, left, right, front, back, and another culture that organizes space with respect to the body, and another culture that organizes space in absolute direction terms, north, south, east, west. And we wanted to ask, does that also mean they'll organize time differently? So we took the really simple task. I take a bunch of cards that show some temporal progression, so pictures of my grandfather at different ages. And I give them to you and I say, can you just lay these out so that they're in the correct order? Mm-hmm. English speakers do this from left to right. That's the correct way to do it. If you take an IQ test, this is part of the IQ test. That's the way you should do it. The Pomparao, if you're a Hebrew speaker, you'll do it from right to left. So it has to do with writing direction. Pomparaoans don't use left and right. So what do they do? Well, turns out they do it from east to west. So if they're facing south, they'll do it from left to right. If they're facing north, they'll do it from right to left. If they're facing east, they'll do it coming towards them. And even I'm watching my own gestures right now, the gestures I'm making are totally incorrect because they're not going from east to west or west to east or north to south. They're totally arbitrary, and Pomparan would never make those gestures. So that's another radically different way of organizing time depending on a culturally prevalent way of organizing space.